Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. Hey, Stuart. Before we get going, a little housekeeping. We do have a new Prophetic Insider up for all members. It's free for all members. And we'll have a new Twilight up very soon. And number two, I just posted a new blog on Obama and the possibility of what he said in his speech on the 16th. Everybody seemed a little bit disappointed in it. So I downloaded the transcript, and I didn't cover all of it, but I covered a good share of it. And folks, you need to go to Lightgate Blogger, or the Lightgate Blogger, and scroll down and you'll find that. And also, I did a blog before that on what the Book of Revelation has to say about COVID-19. And it's astounding what it actually says and how it all ties together into a satanic, absolutely satanic operation that's going on here on this planet. And that ties directly into what Obama had to say. Folks, you're being scammed. It's just incredible. I got a comment here from our good friend Peter, and I think he lives just outside of Washington somewhere. And I want to read what he said. He went out and was took a trip to the bank and a trip to the grocery store, sent it up. And this is kind of what he said. This is where we are today. The bank lobby is closed and only open by appointment only. I am on foot, so I had to go to the drive-through to conduct my business. The bank teller on the LCD screen is wearing a mask. When I did this last month, the teller on the screen did not wear a mask, so things continue to devolve in this madness because doctors are now telling you that a mask is actually more dangerous. You're far better off not to be wearing a mask in spite of all the propaganda, communist propaganda, I might add. To the contrary, you cannot trust the government of Babylon the Great or WHO or CDC or the medical leaders like Fauci and Birx and all these people, or the United Nations. They're all liars. The Bible tells you they're liars. Satan is a murderer and a liar from the very beginning. And we know who is running planet Earth. And people just don't want to believe that, I guess. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? People just, are they willfully ignorant, or what's the deal, do you think, on they can't recognize that Satan is real?
Well, another thing they can't recognize is a mainstream media that has lied for almost four solid years, and they're still watching. I can't even imagine. Maybe they passed away in the chair. You know, I'd like to think they just died in the chair and don't know the channel's still going. But, you know, I don't know. It's remarkable where the American people are. They can't get out of this stupor.
Well, there's a reason why I think why they can't. And it's COVID-19, as I pointed out on that blog. And folks, go read it. I mean, it's not because I wrote it. It's because the Lord tells you exactly what's going on here, and that a spell, a literal spell, has been cast over the earth. And that spell is the only reason I can come up with as to why the entire world bowed down to this COVID-19 with very rare exceptions. and everybody just gave up everything they've ever worked for. They may not know it yet, but the great leveling is coming, and people with money are going to find out they don't have any. The people who don't have it, or the poor, will actually be better off when this great leveling takes place here. This is going to be horrific beyond anything you can imagine. It is definitely a spell. We went over all the words that the Book of Revelation uses. It's just fascinating to me how the American people gave up everything, gave up their rights, locked down in their own houses. Very few people protested, and the ones who do now are being ratted on by the vast majority. I'm too scared. I don't think we should open up yet. This COVID-19 is a hoax. The death rate of COVID-19 actually is less than 1%. What they're doing is they're inflating all these numbers by classifying almost any death. You had a heart attack, died of COVID-19. Died of kidney failure, you had COVID-19. Virtually what they're saying is if you're alive, you have COVID-19, and if you die, you died from it. Well, then you can spike those numbers way, way up. And you know, it's interesting that some of the states that are, or counties or little towns or villages or cities that are beginning to open up, all of a sudden there's this huge spike. Oh, you better shut down, better shut down, better shut down. And the deep state is behind all this. And the whole thing is, it's not that a COVID-19 isn't real. I'm not saying that. And it is contagious. But I was just reading an article from a doctor where he said almost no one dies of COVID-19. The elderly are dying for another reason, and COVID-19 kicks it into place. Maybe we can get into that a little bit later. Anyway, back to Peter. After the bank, he says, I proceeded to the grocery store. Most of the people out walking or riding bikes wore masks. Not that there were very many of them. For healthy people, face masks are detrimental to our immune system. Exactly what the doctors are telling you. As in the lack of vitamin D or vitamin D3, vitamin D. So the communists have us brainwashed to wear masks and stay outside of the sun, which is where, by the way, you get natural vitamin D3. Walked by the public library. Closed, of course. At least no wicked story hours for the children. Number 6, plenty of cars on the main road. But a dearth of human activity? Stores closed or signs saying new limited hours. Restaurant-type places with no grab-and-go banners affixed to their roofs. Or they have these banners. But even those looking very dead. The car wash was dead. Not a single car going through. The auto fix-it place was hopping, though. Number 7, all the personal care places, like hair, your nails, were dead, closed, and our town is filled with them. Number 8, the war memorial fountain that is typically always running on the main street had been turned off, dead. Number 9, there was a bike store that was open. I knew this as I approached from a distance. How did I know? Because there were 4 masked people out in front on the sidewalk, standing 6 feet apart. When I got closer and passed by, I could see the circles on the ground that they were supposed to be standing on before being allowed into the store. Can you imagine this, Larry? Can you imagine people being this propagandized?
Well, the only thing I can say, Stuart, from my point of view, it really wasn't that hard.
I know. That's the real scary part. Like I've said on a couple of the blogs, my word, folks, if an atom-sized nanobot virus can do this to the American people and the world, for that matter, what in the world is going to happen when the arrival takes place? And it's very, very interesting that embedded within Obama's speech sounded to me like a reference to the arrival. We'll get into that. Anyway, number 10, in the same shopping center as my grocery store, there is, well, or was, a GNC store. You know, that there, I think they were GNC is vitamins and minerals and alternative stuff. It was open the last time I came to the grocery store within a week ago. I even gave it a mental thumbs up because they had a sidewalk board outside lauding the immune system, which, of course, is absolutely true. That's why Fossey and the rest of them are telling you vitamin C doesn't work, vitamin D doesn't work, vitamin A doesn't work, and none of these other things work. They're all just big lies, and, of course, that all comes from the pharmaceutical industry. Anyway, when I walked by today, completely empty. Everything was literally gone. Not even a sign. Gone. Empty. Number 11, grocery store. My grocery store has a sign up that says noses and mouths must be covered in order to shop. I have no idea if this is a Virginia mandated thing or something they came up with on their own. So this is really getting, anyway, number 12, he says, walking back, I passed a local community center that just completed a zillion-dollar renovation recently, still dead, with a big sign in the window, miss you, we miss you. Out front, they had a recreation magazine stand with free-to-take info for some reason. They had to put a sign on the stand that read, practice social distancing. Why? You mean for when people are picking up one of their freebie magazines? Number 13, there were young people in the sports fields I passed by, but they were not doing anything that was close to one another. It was nice to see them out there, however. So anyway, isn't this interesting? How this nation has been virtually shut down, the economy, now you're going to find out, folks, in the next 4 months, 5 months, unless there's a miraculous turnaround, that the economy has gone. And that our small businesses, which make up 80% of the American economy, have been destroyed. And that was the goal right along. Destroy the middle class. Rob them blind. Shut them down. George Soros, Obama, Bill Gates, the rest of them, they're all behind this. They're all behind it. And the evidence is absolutely overwhelming. It's just that people are in denial. They just simply will not listen to reason, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess nothing you can do about it. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, yeah. Well, that certainly doesn't sound like Oklahoma. I feel for Peter because he's in a no-go zone, I guess, basically. We're wide open almost here, and you can go in the banks. Nobody's wearing masks. Nobody's using anything. You don't have, you know, it's just pretty well open. Haircuts are being done. Grocery stores are open. Dollar stores, you know, just, you know, traffic outside is like 90 to nothing all the time. Of course, we're getting a lot of people, Stuart, that are coming through here pulling trailers that have absolutely decided to leave some of those areas where the Dacronians are really running the show. I mean, there are people. I've seen some from California coming through with a trailer, and, you know, they're shopping here and hunting somewhere to put their trailer. There are some people that are sick and tired of what's going on. Now, what's so shocking and troublesome is so many of the nation still are following mainstream media. The Democrats, the rhinos, deep state, everybody that has lied for almost four solid years, that's who they're supporting, that's who they're following. And I know there's a remnant that's not mesmerized, and I'll use that term since you use the spell term, because I believe that's exactly right. And I think that dovetails into Barry Rothman's stupidity virus. In other words, the Torah code had this spell, if you will, or this stupidity embedded a long, long time ago because it was coming. As a matter of fact, you know, and I can give that now if you want me to give it, Barry Rothman's latest.
Yes, by all means.
Yeah, he's got May the 19th. Yesterday, he did a new Torah code because everybody just went ballistic because Trump said he was taking hydrochloroquine. And so he ran the Torah code, and here's the eight that's in it in the matrix. Number one, chloroquine. Number two, Donald. Number three, Trump. Number four, president. Number five, leader. Number six, plague. Number seven, Chinese. Number eight, Wuhan. So basically, I kind of took a look at that and decided embedded in the Torah a long time ago was a time in history when there would be a President Donald Trump as our leader in America, and he would take chloroquine according to the code, and the Chinese from Wuhan would send the plague. It's all in the code, and guess what? It sounds like most of America is against him and against the drug he's taking. Now, that reminds you, remember we used to talk about a negative universe? We got to be in a negative universe because people, I don't understand. I've reached the point stupid's not a good enough term anymore. I know people get mad at me for saying that, but hey, everywhere I go, I see stupid, stupid, stupid.
I know. You know, and the thing is, I don't think the American people really are stupid per se, but they have been dumbed down to the point where they either cannot connect the dots. They're in total denial of what is actually happening to them. And I know a lot of folks are in denial about that the end is here. I don't think there's any question about this. When you got George Soros and all these guys now saying, well, it's all up for grabs now. Let's go for the communist takeover. That's basically what they're saying. We're in a state of total flux. And this is not going to go well for the American people. I've been warning, and you have for years, that this was coming. And I don't know. People just, for whatever reason, don't believe it, or they can't believe it. I can remember catching so much flack from people. Never happened in America. Never happened here. And I used to tell them, well, the Bible says it is going to happen here. So I can only tell you what the Bible says about it. You know, we would have healed Babylon, but Babylon will not be healed. Well, that's pretty blunt. And I think this is the punishment from the Lord, basically. He allows the rich men of the earth, the people like Soros and Bill Gates and all these people, to perpetrate this fraud as a judgment. And we got a lot more judgments coming. Speaking about other judgments. What in the world is going on out there in Nevada with the earthquakes?
Yeah, that's an ongoing, actually multiple shocks and swarms, and they continue. I mean, it's 24/7. This is unbelievable. I've watched it. You know, this was something you would think would pop up in someplace like Yellowstone. In other words, a underground movement that just doesn't stop. And this is ongoing, and it also, you know, has connections over in Searle Valley in California. Matter of fact, a friend of mine, that sensitive, as I call him, from California, emailed me this morning. He said, watch out for a big quake in 3 days. And so, you know, he's gave his warning out, and this is ongoing. I mean, I've never seen anything like the number of earthquakes, and guess what? Pretty much all the news media are just not home.
Yeah, they're ignoring all this. Well, Chris, remember when Stan Dale was predicting earthquakes, so they took away the stuff he needed to predict them. He was too accurate. They didn't like it. Larry Parks, they told him to shut up. So it's kind of like that movie Dante's Peak, you know. Don't be telling the people this thing's going to blow. It has economic ramifications, and besides, it might not. So, I don't know. What do you do? But now we got something else going on in Michigan. Now we have that wonderful lady, the governor of Michigan, the greatest of all turtle doves, sweetness and light, like Hillary Clinton, locking down the people, locking down churches. And now all of a sudden, two dams have burst, and they're being flooded out. Do you suppose the Lord is responding in some way to her?
Well, that certainly could be true. And by the way, they're really clamping down on churches in Chicago and, you know, Illinois. They're almost banning them. I mean, you know, I heard that they're actually hunting for people that's trying to go to church to give them $500 fines. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I'll tell you what, Stuart, you know, I look back now, and I know you got some more stuff to share on Obama and what he said, but this is what's interesting, and I wanted to ask you and see if you find this also compelling to some degree. Now looking back, when Obama stood up before the world, and remember, he clearly said, America is no longer a Christian nation.
Yes.
You know, I wondered about that at the time. It really teed me off, if you will. I thought, well, I ain't even going to say what I thought. But but anyway, what was so interesting, though, he made that statement. And you know what I got to thinking, Stuart? You know, there's a sowing and a reaping.
Yep.
I guess you could say a spiritual law. And when he said that, Stuart, you never heard the church say one thing contrary to what he just said. So, Stuart, I wondered, you know, throughout the 8 years of Obama and 8 years of the silence of the church, suddenly now here we are projected into a Trump term where you're available to go to church all you want to, you've got the freedom to, but suddenly, guess what? Tragedy strikes from the New World Order, if you will, in China, and all the churches across America are shut. Now, is it possible that Obama made the statement, you know, and they do that in the satanic ways they talk.
Oh, yeah.
And made a statement that actually the seeds grew and produced, and then in the next term with Trump, the churches across America shut down, and I've seen reports, Stuart, that are saying they don't think that all the churches in America will ever open again.
Well, I think a lot of them are going to go bankrupt. And, of course, you know, in the Supreme Court back in the late 1800s, ruled that the United States was a Christian nation. But because of apostasy, like you were saying, when Obama said that, there was not a whimper of protest about it. And maybe he was telling the truth, because we are not any longer a Christian nation. We're hodgepodge, just like the Book of Revelation says we are. We are the home of every foul bird. And what he's talking about there, what the Lord is telling us is, that although the world's religions come here in the name of diversity, I guess one could say, freedom of religion, and they have built their center things here. And so either Jesus Christ was telling you the truth, and he is the only way, or he's a liar, and he's not. Well, evidently, the American people, in the name of diversity and all of this sort of thing, have decided that Jesus really wasn't telling the truth at all, and that all the religions of the world are beneficial and good. Well, it's that exclusivity that Jesus Christ really is the Redeemer and the Messiah, and we don't need a million of them. We only need one. And he said that all that came before me were liars and thieves, which means everybody that came after him are also liars and thieves. Well, they don't want to hear that. I don't believe in that, so I'm going to embrace Islam. Well, I don't believe in Islam. I'm going to embrace Judaism. Well, I don't believe in Judaism, so I'm going to embrace whatever. I'm going to make up my own religion. I'm going to worship Mother Matilda. And on and on and on it goes, exactly as the Book of Revelation said about Babylon You know, Babylon, one of the meanings is confusion, religious confusion. And Obama, when he said, you're not a, you know, and he also said, you cling to your religions and your guns. And in his speech, I don't know if I have time, but I will Friday get into it a little more. He said the old ways have to go. The old ways have to go. Can't have it. That speech, that little 7-minute, 56-second speech, which adds up to 666, which is a number Obama always is tied to, was loaded with information about who he is and what he wants and his agenda. And it reminds me of that thing where Trump asked McConnell to move now or we're done. And, of course, Mitch McConnell is deep state. He's not going to do anything. So here we are. And you're watching the demise of the United States of America. Mighty Babylon is going down. We have nothing but religious confusion in this nation. And that comes from really not studying out the Word of God. If people would do what Jesus Christ said, they'd not only know he was telling the truth, they'd know it in an absolute way. They won't do it. No, we won't do that. So, okay, have it. Then I think the Lord is really saying to the American people, well, have it your way. And we'll see, as Sarah Palin used to say, how's it working for you at the end of this thing when you're being led down to eternal hellfire? How's that working for you? Not good. So that's the way it is. Back to earth changes. Get off on these. The other thing that was going on, there was one other. The Chicago, that mayor going after the churches, shutting everything down. That's exactly where Young Brandt said there was going to be a huge quake and an inland tsunami that was going to wipe out Chicago altogether. It seems like almost the whole nation, particularly the Democrats and the Communist Democrats, who are big on this whole lockdown and mocking of the American people, it seems like they're giving the finger to the Lord. You know, it's not too smart, but evidently they're not all that smart. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? And it says
well,
here,
I remember
system causing flooding, more to come. So Michigan's not out of the water at all.
Well, that's exactly right. And by the way, if you remember back a little bit in history, the legislature of Oklahoma passed a law banning the New World Order, refusing to enter the New World Order about the time that Daddy Bush, you know, made that proclamation.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? The Murrah Building in Oklahoma City blew to smithereens. Remember that?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah,
yep.
So I guess we got paid back for saying we're not going along with the New World Order. Now, what's interesting, too, you mentioned judgment. It seems to be everywhere because, you know, I told you how that we'd been getting storms since January. I mean, this is May, almost June, and guess what? We had one sunny day today, and the next 4 days on my weather deal shows storms, still storms. It doesn't stop.
Yeah, it's just, well, we're in a state of actual siege. And I think maybe the arrival of the destroyer is part of it. We have now, according to scientists anyway, reached deep solar minimum, and they think it's going to go deeper yet. And that, of course, means that the solar winds are not anywhere near as powerful as they were. And that means deep space radiation and waves of radiation are coming in. And we are in some sort of a meteor area. I don't know if anything has happened yet, but we went through the tail or are going through the tail of Halley's Comet. And, of course, when you go through something like that, you really don't know what you're going to run into. So Anyway, it's just one thing after another. We're being battered. We're being hammered. And meanwhile, of course, according to the book of Revelation again, the human race more or less gets angry at God and shakes their fist at him.
Oh, yeah. And I was just going to mention, Stuart, you know, you mentioned the destroyer. As a matter of fact, you know, I tried to work a little bit in the yard today, but the sun, the UV, Stuart, is extreme. I actually think we're probably above the number system, even in the UV, you know, levels that they give. It's unbelievable, the radiation. But I just wanted to mention quickly, I was on a radio show with Augusto Perez yesterday, and on May the 11th, he had another experience where he was taken and shown the Nibiru system getting closer. And he said that if you remember the movie Melancholia, and I know you said
yes.
You didn't remember it, where when you look up in the sky, there's something there that just can't hide anymore. He said he believes that we're very close to the time frame to where not only they're not going to see just one planet like Melancholia. He said that when he looked up, he could see an entire star system in the sky. And he said, we're coming to the point they can't hide it anymore.
Well, you know, there is a prophecy of the appearance of this, I think it comes from rabbis who say they're going to be, it's surrounded by seven planets, and you will be able to see them, that mankind can see them. And this is another harbinger, I guess one could call it, of the final end of things. And this is, people are in total denial. Folks, we are in. Just before the beginning of Daniel's 70th week, and we don't even know if that's been interpreted totally correctly. There are those who claim that Jesus himself fulfilled the first 3.5 years, and that the only thing left is 3.5 years of great tribulation. There's argument all over, so we're just kind of riding through an area where, you know, you're going to have to be heads up all the time. And, of course, we are coming up on Pentecost. Israel just became a government on Sunday that was ratified by the Knesset. So the rabbi Kuduri said that on the next Sabbath, which would be 7 days later, no, 6 days, would be the revelation of Messiah, whoever Messiah is that they're talking about. 7 days after that is Pentecost. Now, whether any of this means anything, I guess we don't know yet. We'll have to wait and see. But it's all coming down very, very rapidly. I want to get over now to just want to cover a little bit about what I wrote on Obama. Everyone was waiting for Obama's commencement speech. Good use of the word commencement. To the graduates of 2020 to see if there would be some type of revelation to the world as to who he was and what the agenda was. It was noted that it seemed odd that Obama was given time on all major networks for this one-hour special. He spoke for, they say, only 7 minutes and 56 seconds, and which is a 7:11 or 18, as I said. Most people were very disappointed at his comments, but like Trump, he spoke in code. And if you did not listen carefully, you would miss what he was actually saying. One has to place what Obama said in context to the entire one-hour show promoting, actually, the Obama Foundation, an organization actually dedicated to bringing in a one-world-wide socialism, communism, basically the United Nations is who he's advocating, and he was using the younger generation to accomplish it. Remember that Obama has repeatedly said we need to change. So this one-hour special actually was devoted to one world, we are all in this together, or unity, one world government, it takes a community, and it takes activism. And that was the overall thrust of the hour. And there were some key phrases that even the kids made concerning all of this, one world government, et cetera, et cetera. There was no question as to what this was all about. It was about change. And one of the key phrases that Obama said that was the tip-off of the coming Antichrist or New World Order, a one-world leader, was his comment, "The old ways don't work anymore." Now, Steve Fletcher pointed out that near the end of the chant, "Join Us," where they used it over and over again in a montage of all the graduates. I don't know if you remember that one or not, but I saw it. And they were all saying, "Join us, join us, join us." Chants like that have meaning. They are used to summon up spiritual forces. Just so happens that if you spell "join us" backwards, you get "su-noij," which means we would think that, well, that's just gibberish. But it means much more than that. If you will go into Google and type in "su-noij," in other words, "join us" spelt backwards, guess what you come to? There's an album from Sonic Youth, and also "Hell Awaits" from Slayer. That was a rock band. Now, Sonic Youth, "su-noij," or "join us" backwards, "Satan, join us, join us, join us." Isn't that interesting? And if you go into "Hell Awaits," it is a chant. Not gibberish. It's a chant. It was embedded right in his speech. Now, this is what he said. All of which means, I'm just excerpting certain parts, that you're going to have to grow up faster than some other generations. This pandemic has shaken up the status quo, laid bare a lot of our country's deep-seated problems, from massive economic inequality to ongoing racial disparities to a lack of basic health care for people who need it. It's woken a lot of young people to the fact that the old ways of doing things just don't work. Well, what old ways of doing things that don't work? Well, let's take a look at what he means. The nation-state system. You know, nations and states with individual constitutions, rules, and each of them sovereign. Well, it just doesn't work. We have to have a new system. All nations have to give up their sovereignties and come under the United Nations communist dictatorship. Number two, the United States system of a constitution and bill of rights, the 50 states, each sovereign but working together in a unified republic. Well, that doesn't work anymore. We need a new way of doing things here in America. It's no longer a republic. Of course, our leaders have long abandoned the word republic and substituted democracy in its place to condition us to accept the coming socialist communist system of the United Nations. Three, capitalism. Well, it does not work anymore. Got to get rid of cash as well. And that's part of the old ways. Guess what's going to replace it? I don't think we need to guess too hard. Family. Well, evidently that doesn't work any longer because, as Hillary Clinton said, now takes a village. Or we could say, as was part of this overall hour, a community. It takes a community now to raise the young people. And that is why Hillary told us all that we needed to be going to re-education camps so that we could be re-educated in the communist doctrines. Christianity. America was twice ruled a Christian nation by the United States Supreme Court. Obama has already said we're not a Christian nation any longer because, as he just told us all, the old ways don't work. We must drop these old ways of doing things. We must change to the new ways. Number six, all the old standards don't work either. What old standards? Well, maybe freedom to be an individual, freedom to choose, Choose where you're going to live, where you're going to work. Home ownership, land ownership, business ownership. Remember that under Agenda 21 and 30, all of that is forbidden. All of this is slowly vanishing already with the fraud of CV19 and the lockdown. It all has but vanished. And, of course, all that means that marriage and family also have to go away because they don't work anymore. He was very inclusive. All of these things have to go away. It was coded. And if you really had to look at the transcript, and I don't have time to really get into much more of it, but I will on Friday night. It was loaded, folks. It was absolutely loaded. And with that, join us, that was satanic to its core. And Obama, in my opinion, did in fact tell us who he is and what his agenda is. And he's using the children, just like Hitler and Hitler's youth, to bring about all these different changes. Amazing how slick and smooth that speech was and how short it was and how much he got into it. Here's another one. The world is turned upside down by a global pandemic. Well, here's something right out of Isaiah. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in dark. And they say, who seeth us? Who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed. Isn't that interesting? What do you think, Larry?
Wow, that is really interesting. And while we're waiting, you know, and I know a lot of people don't, you know, worry about the Lord coming or even for his bride. But I'll tell you what, and I don't know if you ever got it, but I saw a recent movie narrated by Kevin Sorbo called Before the Wrath, and it laid out the situation with the bride absolutely incredibly clear.
Wow. And what's the name of this for people again?
It's a DVD called Before the Wrath.
Before the Wrath. Okay, folks.
Yeah,
I want to get it.
Narrated by, I believe it's Brent Miller is the one that produced it, and Kevin Sorbo narrated it. It's excellent, absolutely excellent.
Yeah, I know Brent Miller. He's done a lot of work on the Earth Changes stuff and the coming catastrophes, if I am remembering right. And I don't know. It's then he, of course, Obama attacked the family. You know, when he said, I'll bet that being stuck at home with them was a really nasty remark about the family. The word stuck, very demeaning word for having to stay home with your outdated and stupid family. You need to get out from under the old ways of doing things and the old-fashioned influence. Obama always speaks in code. He's telling you who he is without telling you anything. You just got to listen. Anyway, final word, Larry.
Well, I think that we need to continue to keep that seatbelt buckled. This ride is getting rocky.
Yeah, and unfortunately, an awful lot of American people, very nice, sincere American people, are going to get crushed, I guess is the only word, crushed and destroyed. They already are. There's a tremendous amount of businesses that are just gone. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know where they're going to find work. So, anyway, it is what it is, folks, and it's bad news. And we'll see you again on Friday night, the Lord willing. And we'll get into this a little bit longer. This speech that Obama gave, I haven't even scratched the surface of what he actually said. And the way he said it was very smooth, very well done. You got to give these guys credit. They know how to do this. Trump is another one who knows how to speak in code. And if you're not listening, it just goes right over, you know, one ear and out the other. So it is what it is. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And the good Lord willing, we will be back Friday. And anyway, take care, folks. Thanks for listening. And heads up, we are in really different times, I guess. Anyway, good night, folks.